And it is always a pleasure to welcome in the host of Living Stones, heard Monday evening, 7:30, right here on Matre Dei Radio, Ken Hellenius. But something special today, Ken is in studio with us. Ken, thank you so much for being here. What brings you out to the beautiful Rose City?
I actually get a chance to do a vacation. So we drove across the country. My wife and I, we hopped in the car, brought the dogs, did the quick road trip out, and then we're going to spend a little time here in Portland and then go to Seattle. And as you know, my father passed away, so we're going to finally get to do his funeral.
Nice.
And then spend the 4th of July weekend with family, and then taking my mom back on this great American road trip along with my niece and nephew. So.
Wonderful. How long of a trip, drive is it from Portland to South Bend, Indiana?
It's about 23 hours of driving.
Wow.
So when we drove out, it was about 3.5 days.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. You kind of made some stops along the way then.
Yeah, exactly. You got to water the dogs, you know.
Certainly. That's right. So. Well, it's great to have you here in studio with us. We appreciate that. And 4th of July holiday coming right up. So how does the Catholic Church, which obviously is universal,
right,
how does it look at the 4th of July holiday, the independence for the United States?
Right, yeah. So this is actually one of the two days that the Catholic Church celebrates and has specific prayers for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it here on the 4th of July, and in a normal year when it doesn't fall on a Sunday, we would hear the opening prayer be mentioning freedom and the call to be a virtuous nation.
Right.
We also do this then again in Thanksgiving. We have specific prayers in Thanksgiving that are written for the church. And of course, you know, we've talked about this before, but Thanksgiving in Greek is Eucharist. So that prayer connects the Eucharist with our very secular celebration of Thanksgiving.
Right.
But so in those cases, the church recognizes what the society and what the nation does, but by entering into prayer for the nation and for the people.
Mm-hmm. So does this relationship go all the way back to real Independence Day, or where did it start?
Yeah, so there's been a fraught relationship between the Catholic Church and kind of the American independence and things like that. But no, you know, we are just like every other nation. We have this kind of, one might say, dual loyalty, right? We are people of faith who live in a society.
Mm-hmm.
And even St. Paul talks about that, about the idea of, you know, we have to respect those who are put in charge over us,
right,
which is the government, whether that be a king or a prime minister or a president. We have to be good citizens, because by that we also help lead people to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In being good, faithful citizens, we are showing that it is not countercultural in that sense.
Right.
But we also want to transform society. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to do, no matter what type of government we live under.
I'm glad you mentioned St. Paul, because we just celebrated the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul.
Yeah.
and the two men. Is St. Paul an apostle? I know we talked about this before.
He's an apostle and untimely born, as he mentions himself. The feast earlier this week of Peter and Paul is a wonderful feast, and primarily because in that day we celebrate the fact that in Rome both were martyred.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Rome is the head of the Catholic Church, not because Peter went there and was head of the church there, but because Peter and Paul both went and witnessed to the faith there.
Mm.
So, you know, St. Paul's longest letter is his letter to the Romans.
Right.
And it was written on his way to Rome, in it, kind of his own calling card to say, here's what I want to talk to you about, Romans, as you're, you know, and here's how we remain faithful to Christ. St. Peter was there, and St. Peter, you know, of course, is buried underneath St. Peter's Basilica.
Right.
St. Paul, as a Roman citizen, was martyred outside the city walls. And so the Basilica of St. Paul is not within the formal city of Rome, but it's outside.
Oh,
and he's buried there in the Basilica of St. Paul, which to connect Paul and Peter again, if you go to the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, it is surrounded with medallions of the popes, stretching all the way back to Peter. And it has 265 of these mosaic medallions that depict the Pope.
Right.
The current Holy Father, Pope Francis, of course, is the 265th one up there. And they're slots for the future, because the church always is in pilgrimage.
Right.
So
yeah. We're speaking with Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, heard right here, Matre Day Radio, Monday evening, 7:30, who's joining us in studio today as he makes his big road trip from South Bend, Indiana, out here to the Rose City. Well, let me ask you, what was the relationship between St. Peter and St. Paul?
Well, speaking of contentious relationships, right? So Paul, you know, of course, Paul started as Saul, as one who persecuted the church. He was a very committed Pharisee, and he was persecuting the church, including the church in Jerusalem. That's where he started. Mm-hmm. And he had his conversion on the way to go arrest Christians in Damascus. And so the apostles didn't really trust this new convert. They weren't sure. But Peter actually had conversation with Paul. Then later we read about conversation in which Paul called Peter out for not wanting to eat with non-Jewish Christians.
Right.
And yet, even Paul will talk about the relationship being the apostle to the Gentiles and Peter being the apostle to the Jews.
Right.
But in both cases, again, they both ended up martyred in the capital of the Gentile world in Rome. So,
did they have much of a personal relationship, do you know?
What we read in the second letter of St. Peter is Peter saying, you know, Paul writes very edifying things, but they're kind of hard to understand. So aside from what we read in the Acts of the Apostles about the kind of interaction over Judaizing Christianity and Gentile Christianity, and then this little mention in the letter of St. Peter, we don't know if they met up again. But after kind of that interaction.
Right, yeah. Wasn't there a movie, Peter and Paul? I'm trying to remember. I'm thinking back if there was. You're a movie guy, so
yeah,
I'm thinking,
boy,
yeah.
I don't remember seeing it in the big screen myself.
Yeah.
It could have been, you know, I mean, both of them are depicted. There have been wonderful Paul, Apostle of Christ, very recently. Peter is one of my favorite characters in that great Franco Zeffirelli film, Jesus of Nazareth. You know, I mean, Peter to me is very compelling.
Yeah.
And Paul is a brainiac. I mean, he was a smart guy.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I heard a little talk about Paul and how he was, you know, obviously he was very well educated. He knew his Jewish faith.
Yeah.
And then he teaches the Christian faith to us. And so we look to the letters of St. Paul when we think about our doctrine and our dogma and what we believe about Christ.
Mm. Wonderful.
David, I don't know about you, but I'm hearing a little bit of correlation, maybe Saints Peter and Paul, maybe Deacon Harold Brook Sivers, Ken Hellenius Livingstone. I think there are some correlations, some similarities maybe
between
the two.
Yes.
Well, Ken, it's been great to have you. Before we go, we're getting ready to celebrate this wonderful holiday weekend, 4th of July. What do you love to put on your Traeger grill for the 4th of July?
Yeah,
right? Burgers and dogs are just hard to beat.
All American.
And I'm a hamburger guy, not a cheeseburger guy.
Oh,
okay.
Because cheeseburgers are not kosher. I love grilled hamburgers and hot dogs, and there's just nothing better, and there's nothing more American, right?
Yeah. All you need is apple pie for dessert, and you got
apple pie, exactly right, and a Coca-Cola.
There you go. Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, joining us in studio today, and we appreciate that. Ken, thanks for being with us, for all you do for Matre Day Radio, your program Living Stones, and have a wonderful and safe journey back to South Bend, Indiana.
Thank you very much.